This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Welcome back to USA Radio Network. My website, rootforamerica.com. My email, waynerood@gmail.com. My Twitter account is at Real Wayne Root, R-E-A-L, at Real Wayne Root. My show is War Now. Your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior. Your ass kicker for the conservative cause. Your warrior. Your capitalist evangelist. This show comes to you for the entertainment of the low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now. 790 Talk Now, KBET. The great Edward Stoltz owns and operates. Gave me my break in radio, my first job in radio. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm is coming. You need to protect your home, your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. And as always, first 100 callers at the start of hour one and hour two get a free 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin from Tangible Investments. Here's the coin. It's a big, giant coin. You hear how heavy it is, and you get this coin for free. I'm holding it in my hand. It is heavy. It's a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, pure silver, direct from the U.S. Mint, and you get it for free just by calling. No strings attached. 800-780-9000. The beauty of this is, I think, personally, as a guy with four kids, I don't have grandkids yet, but with four kids, it's a perfect gift to give your kids, to let them start their understanding of money. And their coin collection, let them understand the value of currency. And also for your grandkids and also for your nieces and your nephews and the kids in your classroom, it's a fantastic gift. 800-780-9000. It's a fantastic gift to inspire the students. Whoever gets the highest score on this test will get this American Silver Eagle coin, pure silver. It's a beautiful coin. And you watch the kids all fight to get the best grade. 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com. Tell them Wayne Root said to call. Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. All right, so some big things in the news today. You know, I started the show in hour number one talking about Red Dawn coming and why I think there's going to be a big Republican victory. And I talked about the Trump economic miracle and Kanye West doing fantastic and Kim Kardashian, the woman she wanted to be, to have her drug sentence commuted, got commuted, and Comey and McCabe in big trouble, and Imran Awan about to plea bargain as well, striking a deal and giving up the people above him. I assume that's Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Things have turned around big time for the Republican Party, for Donald Trump, for our causes, for America, for capitalism. What a difference. But how about Obama? Now we're finding out the Obama administration gave Iran access to the U.S. financial system. When is going to be the point that people say he had a nice smile, he had a nice personality, he's a traitor, and he's got to go to jail for treason? When are they going to say he did so many illegal things, he broke the law so many times, he should never get out of a jail cell for the rest of his life? Barack Obama is the biggest criminal in the history of America. What he tried to do to me with the IRS and what he did for me, just, it's not about me. It's about everyone. You know how many other activists, you know how many people I must represent? And how about the fact that I met, gotta be 100 people at this point, who said they'd never in their lives been audited by the IRS till they gave a check to Mitt Romney in 2012. And the minute they give a check to Mitt Romney, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, 4 weeks later, IRS audit. and all the people I've met who are activists who got audited by the IRS. You know, the IRS only audits like 0.5% a year. It's impossible that only Republicans got audited, and every important Republican got audited. That is such a massive crime. And the crimes that Hillary committed were all under the auspices of Obama. He allowed it all. And the crimes of spying were all Obama's, not Hillary's. And then there's the Obamacare trillion-dollar scam on the American people. But now we find that Obama administration gave Iran access to the U.S. financial system. I don't understand. How much bigger do the crimes have to get before you prosecute the man, before the average American loses faith that he was ever a good man, and before you put him away, send him up the river for the rest of his life? One of my great friends who I think is, there's three guys who I know that are the three smartest men I know in the world. One of them sent me the following email a few minutes ago, and I'm going to turn it into a commentary. How did Obama sleep? He says, I laugh when I hear the Democrats give Donald all these suggestions and all these ultimatums. You got to do this. You got to do that. What are you doing? You got to let us know what you're doing. Don't negotiate without us. What are you negotiating? What are you getting? What? It's a lousy deal. Where were the demands for John Kerry with the Iran deal? Where were the demands for Obama? They never even asked what was in the deal. Never. The Republicans couldn't even find out what Obama and Kerry negotiated. And when they did find out, it's clear now billions of dollars in cash was given to Iran in order to induce them to do the deal, and no one knew about it. Isn't that a crime? Obama and Kerry gave away the house just to get a legacy deal, period, with our money and our kids' futures. Obama never went to Congress getting approval. And he gambled that it wouldn't matter because Hillary would win the election and she'd leave him alone. But he lost that gamble. And he will keep losing as Trump is tearing apart every one of his garbage deals. And then he closed by saying, I just truly don't know how Obama slept. Well, see, the thing is, you're wondering, how did Obama sleep? If the man loved America and he did the things he did, he couldn't sleep. Don't you understand that? He couldn't sleep, but he doesn't love America. He never loved America. He was out to destroy America, so he slept fine. The only reason he might not have slept that well is he didn't quite do enough damage, and he opened the door for Trump to win, and Trump erased everything. He didn't totally destroy America. Wayne Root is still standing. If we weren't on radio, you have no idea what I'd say next. You have no idea what I'm thinking that I want to say to Barack Obama. But it involves a middle finger. I'm still standing, you lousy creep. You criminal. You traitor. You didn't take me down. But we got to take you down. You've got to go to jail for what you did. You've got to pay for what you did. So here's the story. Obama administration secretly gave Iran access to the U.S. financial system after striking the nuclear deal. And by the way, their officials, the top Obama officials, lied in front of the United States Congress. Here's an article. If any proofs needed to make the case that Obama secretly, and oftentimes not so secretly, worked against America's interests, it's now come out that Obama gave confidential orders that allowed Iran to convert some of their funds into dollars as part of the nuclear deal. NBC News reports, believe it or not, the Obama administration secretly sought to give Iran access to the U.S. financial system by sidestepping sanctions kept in place after the 2015 nuclear deal, despite repeatedly telling Congress and the public it had no plans to do so. An investigation by Senate Republicans released Wednesday sheds light on the delicate balance the Obama administration sought to strike after the deal as it worked to ensure Iran received its promised benefits without playing into the hands of the deal's opponents. Amid a tense political climate, Iran hawks in the U.S., Israel, and elsewhere argued the United States was giving far too much to Tehran and that the windfall would be used to fund extremism and other troubling Iranian activity. The report by the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations revealed under President Barack Obama, we should call him PTO, President Treasonous Obama, President Traitor Obama, PTO. The Treasury Department issued a license in February 2016, a license to steal, never previously disclosed, a license that would have allowed Iran to convert $5.7 billion it held at a bank in Oman from Omani money, which is called rials, into euros by exchanging them first into U.S. dollars. If the Omani bank had allowed the exchange without such a license, it would have violated sanctions that bar Iran from transactions that touch the U.S. financial system. The Associated Press adds, after striking an elusive nuclear deal with Iran, the Obama administration found itself in a quandary. Iran had been promised access to its long frozen overseas reserves, including $5.7 billion stuck in an Omani bank. Suspended, Iran wanted to convert the money into U.S. dollars and then into euros. But top U.S. officials had repeatedly promised Congress Iran would never gain access to America's financial system. Those assurances notwithstanding, is your blood boiling now? Are you sick to your stomach? Do you personally want to make a citizen's arrest? Do you want to stop by Obama's house with me and arrest this SOB? And he's not a son of a butcher, trust me. Throw him on the ground, smash his head on the ground while you cuff him, and then drag him to the police station and put him in a prison cell. Actually, drive him to New York and put him in Rikers Island. That's where he deserves to go. Put him in a prison cell with common scum. Traitor. That's worse than murder. Those assurances notwithstanding, after he told Congress that'll never happen, I'll never give Iran access to the American banking system, the Obama administration secretly issued a license to let Iran sidestep U.S. sanctions for the time required to convert funds to an American bank. The plan failed when two U.S. banks refused to participate. Rob Portman says the Obama administration misled the American people and Congress because they were desperate to get a deal with Iran. Ed Joyce said he accused Obama of trying to hide a secret push to give the Ayatollah access to the U.S. dollar. It would have allowed Iran to convert $5.7 billion into euros by changing first into dollars. Unbelievable to me that this went on in the United States of America. And nobody's prosecuting. Nobody's arresting. Nobody's screaming. Why not? Why not? He's a criminal. Far worse than anything any punk does on the streets of Harlem. You knock somebody down, you grab a purse. This is ripping off America. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases, Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn, Bullet Blocker is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Bullet Blocker, what a great product. I keep saying this, more than any other advertiser. I love them all and I appreciate them all. But, you know, almost everyone listening to my show, I've seen the demographics. I've seen the ratings, by the way, through the roof. And I've seen the demographics. And it's all parents, you know. It's all like guys and gals over the age of 40, a lot of them over 50, a lot of them over 60, parents and grandparents. And you've all got kids and grandkids. So how could you not go to bulletblocker.com? How could you not? You have to. How could you not buy these products for your kids and grandkids? They can go to school safely. Give them a bulletproof backpack. Give them a bulletproof vest, bulletproof clothing, bulletproof briefcases. It's all light. It's not bulky. And it gives your kids the gift of life. It gives you the gift of peace of mind. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. They've even got inserts that you put inside a book. You know, you got a notebook at school, you got a history book. You put an insert inside it, and it's bulletproof. So now someone starts shooting at you or pulls a knife on you, you hold the book up, and they can't stab you. They can't shoot you. Bulletblocker.com. Go check it out. What a great gifts, you know? Bulletblocker.com. Enter the code WAR to save 10%. Bulletblocker.com. Bulletblocker.com. Thanks for sponsoring the show, man. Good guys. Joe Curran is the guy who founded this company and invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. It's a made-in-the-USA company. Everything about it is so perfect. Bulletblocker.com. Okay. And make sure you tell them. Enter WAR. Tell them WAR sent you. So some more things that are in the news. Today happens to be the anniversary of the death of Robert F. Kennedy. Assassinated, what was it, by Sirhan Sirhan? Is that the guy who shot him, I think? Sirhan Sirhan. And so we've got a little tape here. What is this, his last words, Chris? All right, so these are his last words at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, Robert F. Kennedy, right before he died.
What I think is quite clear is that we can work together in the last analysis. And that what has been going on within the United States over the period of the last 3 years, the divisions, the violence, the disenchantment with our society, the divisions, whether it's between blacks and whites, between the poor and the more affluent, or between age groups or on the war in Vietnam, that we can start to work together. We are a great country and a selfish country, compassionate country, and I intend to make that my basis for running and over the period of that. My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Last thing you heard before he walked a few steps away and boom, dies. Terrible thing. That's the thing about conservatives. There's no conservative in the world who wants to see anybody assassinated. I wouldn't mind seeing Hillary and Obama sharing a jail cell. I want to see them prosecuted, but not assassinated. Whereas you look at the internet and you look at Twitter and you look at Facebook and you listen to Hollywood celebrities and they all want to assassinate Trump and they're not afraid to say it. It's disgusting. It's shocking. It's mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. I feel terrible that JFK was assassinated. I feel terrible that RFK was assassinated. Nobody wanted them assassinated. Matter of fact, by the way, by today's standards, I don't know about RFK. I don't know enough about Robert F. Kennedy to comment. I think he was more liberal than John F. Kennedy. But by today's standards, John F. Kennedy was an absolute conservative Republican. I mean, his whole thing in life was pro-business, tax cuts, and major defense for the United States. You know, always, always nationalism. Love America, and let's fight Russia, let's blow up Russia, let's blow up Cuba. I mean, he was a Republican's Republican, a man's man. No question about it, he would be a Republican in today's world. So I like John F. Kennedy. He's one of my favorite presidents. I thought he was cool. And by the way, I'm not a hypocrite, right? I thought he was cool, and I think Trump's cool. I don't really care what any of them did in the bedroom. I don't care what they did in the bedroom of the White House, let alone the bedroom 10 years ago. If John F. Kennedy wanted to have sex with 50 women, I don't care. As long as he makes America great again or better again, I like the guy. Same thing with Donald Trump. You just don't get it, you liberals. You're making up excuses because you don't like his policies, but he's making America great again. And the things he's done to the economy are a miracle. And that's why, of course, you know, I'm highlighted. My story of the Trump miracle is the number one story at the White House website right now as we speak. How cool is that? The White House government website, Wainwright Story, lead-off story. All right, when we get back, we've got Rudy Giuliani. Mueller's team is trying to frame President Trump. Let's hear what he has to say. California's one step closer to expanding Medicaid for illegal immigrants. Can you imagine? They're going to give medical, which costs billions and billions of dollars to all the immigrants, illegal immigrants in California. They're going to just bankrupt their state, bankrupt this country, and bankrupt you and me. It's unbelievable. Maxine Waters' latest stunt when we get back. Backfired big time. Democrats in disarray. Bernie Sanders bankrupted big time. California primary. George Soros comes up empty in the DA races. Good news there. And then when we get back, we will hear from a great guest, Christina Layla, the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor, with all the hottest stories in the news today at the great conservative site Gateway. More now.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough because I have my pillow. And I take mine with me everywhere I go anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
War now.
USA Radio News.
A bipartisan group of senators announced legislation today that will give Congress a chance to review any new duties or tariffs before they take into effect. The bill would be retroactive, meaning the decisions made by President Trump last week would also be subject to congressional approval. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan also spoke out regarding President Trump pardoning himself With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Reporters were pressing the Republican House Speaker about the president's claim this week that he has the absolute authority to pardon himself.
Obviously, the answer is he shouldn't, and no one is above the law.
After making that statement, Ryan did not take follow-up questions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day up 345 points to close the day at 25,145. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. And here's the deal, okay? I've got this new sponsor of this show and my TV show. I love it when they do both. Sam Lannis did both. This guy does both. It's very exciting when they do both. Can you imagine the kind of money these people are spending to back Wayne Root and believe the faith they've got in Wayne Root? It's really cool. And they pay the bill for you to watch TV for free and listen to the radio for free. And so its name is Synergenix. Synergenix. And they are, I like to call them an anti-aging clinic, but they call themselves, they don't like to use the word anti-aging. They think that's a bad word. They think the right word to use is that it's slowing down, stalling the aging process. They don't think it's possible to be anti-aging because you can't stop aging. But they call themselves 100% personalized physician-developed age defiance. They're age defiance clinics. Not anti-aging, age defiance clinics. Founded in 1997, treated over 35,000 patients in the U.S. and worldwide, highly trusted by physicians and their families. They, physicians and their families represent 25% of their patient base. You ever hear anything like that? I've never heard of that in my life. These are all doctors who want to look good, feel good, and you know, maybe at the age of 50, they want to, you know, they want to feel like they're 20 again. Based on an internal study, patients typically see an average of 30% reduction in their body fat in the first year on the program. So it's not a weight loss clinic. It's an, you know, it's an age defiance clinic, but you also, as a side result, have a 30% reduction of body fat. Free consultation available. No obligation. I'm on their program, and being that they're the sponsor of the TV show as well, you're going to see my body change, and I guess my face change as well over the next 3 months. This is a 3-month experiment to show you what they will do for you. They've changed my diet completely. They've changed my exercise completely. They've changed my vitamins completely. I'm on hormone therapy with them. It's really quite amazing. And I already feel like a new man. Unbelievable. Your free, no-obligation consultation. Call 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the United States. They have 21 clinics from coast to coast. Or you could fly into Vegas and make it into a vacation weekend. 888-YOUNGER, meaning the opposite of older, right? No one wants to be older. Everyone wants to be younger. 888-YOUNGER. Y-O-U-N-G-E-R. Or register at Synergenix.com. Really cool people. Thank you, Synergenix. Really appreciate you sponsoring the show, putting the big coin up. 35,000 people worldwide. Pretty amazing. All right, Christina Leyla, speaking of amazing, the Gateway Pundit assistant editor. Gateway Pundit's a great site. I go there first thing in the morning when I wake up. Drudge Report, Gateway, Zero Hedge, and Fox. Those are my 4 go-tos. Oh, and Breitbart. So 5 go-tos every morning. And the first one I go to is Gateway. They're the most interesting. You know, all Drudge does is lay out news stories. Gateway gives you their comment, their reaction. You know, I like to see the reaction. So I go to Gateway first. TheGatewayPundit.com. So you could say they're Wayne Root's number one favorite website. But one of the top 5 that I build my life around and build this show around. Christina Leyla, assistant editor. Hey, Christine, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great. So for me, it's a weekend, by the way. It's my last day this week because tomorrow I go to New York City for the Talkers Convention. All the top talk show hosts in America are coming to one convention. Like 2,000 talk show hosts are coming to one convention. And guess who's speaking on stage? Yours truly, Wayne Root.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, yes. I can't wait. I'm from New York, and I love the Big Apple, and you know, I couldn't live there. I couldn't pay the taxes anymore. I couldn't fight the traffic. But I love going back. What a great place to visit. Not to live, but to visit. New York is the best.
Right.
Are you from? Where are you from, by the way?
I live in an underground bunker.
have you been to New York? Have you spent some time?
Oh yeah, I've been in New York several times, and I've lived in a few places. I love New York City.
You can't beat the energy of New York. Nothing is like it. Nothing. Amazing.
Right.
Place. All right, let's talk about the. We always have Christine on to talk about the biggest news stories at Gateway Pundit, which are the biggest news stories in America and in politics, hottest news stories. I think the first one we got to talk about is Rosie O'Donnell sending Donald Trump an unhinged threat. And she sends it to the wrong Donald Trump Twitter account, and we all get to see it. And so do you have it there? Read to them, read to my listeners what Rosie O'Donnell said, because it is so unhinged, it's beyond my comprehension. This woman is mentally ill, and
right.
I think it should be taken as a threat, and she should be arrested. But anyway, go ahead. Tell them what Rosie said to Donald Trump at the wrong Twitter address.
Okay, I'll put it into context. So Donald Trump, he's blocked a few people on Twitter, and a judge recently said, well, Twitter is a public forum, you have to unblock these people. So now Rosie O'Donnell is demanding that Trump unblock her on Twitter. So she, I can't read the whole thing because she's dropping some F-bombs, but she says, unblock me, you creepy, crispy cretin. And then she tags the wrong Donald Trump. So she just, you know, she's screaming at the sky like every other liberal does. She says, you cowardly liar, you criminal oaf. You will not get away with this. You freaky, feeble fraud. The woke are coming, and your blank is fried now, Donald. Soon your sexual deviance will be exposed. You perverted nature laid bare, F you.
What a whack it. First, what does it mean the woke are coming? Does that mean people are waking up? Is that what that means? The woke is coming?
This woman's crazy.
Crazy.
Like, you know, Donald Trump lives rent-free in her head. She wants the president to unblock her so she can continue to attack him. And she tweets at the wrong person.
Continue to denigrate him and disrespect him and treat him like crap. I mean, who the hell would unblock you? That's what I do now. You know, I used to have a thing, Christine. Anytime somebody would send me something that was nasty like that, I would want to get in a fight with them and I'd answer them. And then a friend of mine said, you are just wasting your entire day answering people that are never going to be convinced. They're liberal. They're commies. They hate you. There's nothing you could do. Why are you matching wits with them? Just click gone and make them blocked. And they're gone forever. And that's what I do now. I block like 20 people a day, and I never have to listen to their garbage ever again. So that's all Trump did. Can you imagine a judge telling you you have no right to block people who are saying nasty things to you? How stupid is that?
Well, and they try to bait you into suspension. If I wrote a tweet like this, I would be suspended.
Right.
You know, and it's just, of course, you know, there's two rules, one for that, one for us.
Right. Well, she didn't just write a tweet like that. She wrote it to the President of the United States. So forget about suspension from Facebook. Secret Service should visit her house because you have to be concerned. Right. She's mentally ill, deranged, and she might want to kill the president. That's how I would feel about that tweet. Right?
That's crazy.
Crazy. Right. Woman's out of her stark raven mind. All right. So Rosie O'Donnell we've identified as a nut job. Rosie O'Donnell is to the left what Roseanne Barr is to the right. The two of them should get in a prison cell together, and I would pay to create a reality show about that, right? Put them in one tiny cell and watch them interact with each other. That'd be fun. That'd be really fun. I don't know who'd come out alive, but, you know. The next big news story I want to go after is because, you know, America is a pop culture nation, not because I care, but because most Americans sadly care so much about Kim Kardashian, she visited the website, and she wanted this woman, Alice Johnson's life sentence commuted, a black woman, grandmother, in prison for drug trafficking, and she'd already served, I think, like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she shouldn't be in jail for life. It was nonviolent. She didn't have a gun. She didn't hurt anybody. And Trump listened, and he commuted her, and I knew he would. I said this on the radio. I knew he would. So comment on that one a little bit, Christina.
Right. So this woman, Kim Kardashian, visited the White House last week, and she pled her case to the president. And I believe Trump signed the commutation last night or early this morning. And I just posted a breaking story right now that she was just released from prison, this 63-year-old woman.
It's nice.
Who was spending a life sentence. And the video is actually dramatic. They show her running to family members.
I bet.
Probably
it's fantastic.
Been able to hug in your,
I think it's great. So. Listen. Trump listens. Trump did the right thing. Trump won over Kanye and Kim. And he also pardoned, don't forget, Jack Johnson, the boxer, a while back, like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. So, I mean, he's making inroads in the black community here. This woman's got to be screaming from the highest mountaintops, thank you, Donald Trump. Oh, my God. He freed a black woman. I mean, how's he a racist? Come on.
Right. And he's doing something a lot different than most presidents. He's not waiting till the last day of his presidency to pardon or commute people. He's just doing this as he goes.
I think it's great. I think it just shows again, he's the TMZ president. And I mean that only in the nicest way. Some people consider that a put down. I think it's great. You know, he's helping Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. I think that's wonderful. That's how you win elections with pop culture. It's brilliant because he's the celebrity apprentice. He understands you got to work with celebrities and make them happy. In order to be rich in life and successful, that's what you got to do. Hang around with celebrities. Okay, so this is the funniest story of the day. McCabe was claiming his innocence, Andrew McCabe. 3 months ago, he was screaming how innocent he was, and now he wants immunity in exchange for testimony. I think it's pretty clear he's a criminal at this point, don't you think?
Oh, of course, and he's still fighting with Comey. And so his attorney is asking the Senate Judiciary Committee for immunity because they asked him to give his testimony next week at a hearing, a congressional hearing, on the IG's report of the mishandling of the Hillary email investigation. And so now his attorney is saying, well, if you don't give him immunity, he's going to plead the fifth. And so he's saying, well, he wants to tell a story, but give him immunity. And so now he's getting, people are trolling him saying, well, if you have, you know, what are you afraid of? You want to tell your story, but you want immunity. And lawmakers can actually still issue him a subpoena and ultimately threaten him with contempt if he invokes the Fifth Amendment.
Interesting, but obviously he's got something to hide.
It's going to be a showdown.
By the way, I also saw today, that as funny as that was, that all of a sudden he wants immunity after he claimed he was so innocent, I saw a story today, the same guy, Andrew McCabe, who leaked stuff, which is a crime, is now complaining that they leaked against him, that they leaked that the IG's recommended for criminal prosecution.
Right.
I guess he's got, you know, we have the last laugh here because he just looks like a fool. He's just flailing like a drowning man in the deep end.
That was the funniest part. He's complaining about leaks, and he's a leaker.
He's Mr. Leak, exactly. All right, Christina Leyla, the Gateway Pundit, assistant editor, thegatewaypundit.com. That's P-U-N-D-I-T, counted as Wainwright's first stop every single morning and several times throughout the day. It's usually their lead stories and the lead stories on this show. So thank you for all you do, Christina. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Say hi to Jim Howe for me, okay?
I sure will.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, coming up in about, 15 minutes. It's Newsmax TV, national TV, 50 million homes. In particular, DirecTV Channel 349 and Dish Network Channel 216. So make sure you head there because I'm going to take the trouble of putting a suit on and looking good for all of you. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, Wade Allyn Root, we're now. Welcome back to the show on USA Radio Network and my flagship station in Las Vegas, KBET, 790 AM, and my flagship station in Dallas, Texas, KBDT, Big Dallas Talk, KBDT, Big Dallas Talk. And I think you could say my flagship station on the East Coast of the United States would be WJJF-FM in New London, Connecticut. It reaches up the entire 95 freeway, whole 95 freeway in Connecticut. It reaches into Long Island, Nassau, Suffolk County, Montauk, etc., etc. So we got the Connecticut, we got New York, we got Long Island covered. WJJF-FM. Hello to all my friends in Connecticut. My Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, a lot of bad things are happening around the world as far as hurricanes and volcanoes. The volcano in Guatemala, wow, those people buried alive, whole town gone. And Hawaii. The Big Island of Hawaii is in desperate shape. Even the mayor of the Big Island of Hawaii, the mayor's home, was destroyed by the lava yesterday. So, I mean, they were in a lot of trouble. And so it doesn't matter if it's a natural disaster or it's a man-made disaster. You know, it doesn't really matter. Either way, it's a disaster for you if you don't have food supply in case of an emergency. It doesn't even have to happen in your area. What if there's a bad earthquake in California and there's no gas and no food in Las Vegas? Because we're 4 or 5 hours from Los Angeles. And if the freeways are broken from L.A. to here, there's nowhere to get food and gas and products to us. The whole trucking supply chain would be screwed up, right? So it could happen somewhere else and still be a disaster for you. I'm actively building my own emergency food supply. I chose to work with the experts in My Patriot Supply. They've been helping millions of folks get prepared for 10 years now. Millions of folks. How's that for credibility? They'll help you every step of the way. Just as they did with me. This week only, each person in your household can have the essential two-week emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply for just $57 each. Take action now. Two-week emergency food supply, $57 each. 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. I'm prepared, and I prepared with My Patriot Supply. The food lasts 25 years in storage. Take this step today. Rest easy knowing you're prepared. Order your food kits by calling 888-524-6540 or go online to preparewithwayne.com. It's not my company, but they made up a website just for this radio show, preparewithwayne.com. Some news stories out there. And we'll take calls. If you call in this segment, I'll be glad to take calls at 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free 833-WAR-TALK from anywhere in the United States. Numerically, that's 833-927-8255. And you can start lining up for the third hour of the show where you know we take a ton of calls. No guests today, all calls, hour number 3, which is on national TV, Newsmax TV, 833-WAR-TALK. Maxine Waters' latest stunt backfired. Maxine Waters, I guess you say, not Waters, but Waters, I guess. Controversial top Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California has made quite the name for herself bashing Donald Trump. She tells donors she's reaching millennial voters in a way none of her congressional colleagues can. Oh, yeah. Young people just love Maxine Waters. And her impeach 45 chants are a goldmine for social media-focused liberals. Sunday, Waters attempted to show off her millennium reach by inviting constituents for a meet-and-greet tweet-a-thon with Auntie Maxine. The only problem, no one showed up, and humiliated Waters had to address basically an entirely empty room. The social media stunt completely blew up in her face. Come join top social media influences for a tweet-a-thon in support of Auntie Maxine, our fearless champion in Congress who taught us how to reclaim our time, the event poster reads. We're coming together to amplify Congresswoman Maxine Waters' voice and highlight her many achievements throughout her career. Millennials, come energized and ready to get out the vote. Hashtag vote Maxine Waters on June 5th. Waters used a microphone to address a crowd of less than a dozen young people standing awkwardly around a group of empty chairs covered in untouched campaign signs. Footage from the event showed Waters forcing each person in attendance to talk one at a time into the microphone. For 15 awkward minutes, Waters made them talk into a microphone at a room full of empty tables that was supposed to be filled with cheering liberals. The room is quiet and empty instead. Because the event was made for social media, over 220,000 viewers have watched the awkward footage. Waters tried to brag about her popularity to an empty room, and instead she looked more out of touch than ever. And then you can watch the footage online, which is funny. And what's interesting about this is I heard the same bullcrap from Marco Rubio and John Kasich and Jeb Bush and during the 2016 election, all the Republican rhinos claimed that, they were more popular than Donald Trump. And that he's not so popular. And then, we had the first big Trump rally the night before the Republican presidential debate in Las Vegas in December. I think it was like December 16th, 2015, in advance of the 2016 election. And I swear to you, Trump had 7,000 people, and I was the lead speaker. I was the opening speaker, the lead speaker, and the only speaker. It was me and Donald Trump. And then Marco Rubio had like 100, I heard, at his event. And John Kasich had less than 50. And Jeb Bush had 20. Nobody came out for them. They're running for president of the United States. And they were empty rooms. Donald Trump at 7,000. It was actually Donald Trump and Wayne Root with 7,000. But, I didn't bring him out. Donald Trump did. But I entertained him. I gave him a hell of a speech, man. People leave very happy. They leave me like they leave a In-N-Out Burger restaurant. Happy and full, filled with delirious entertainment and joy. I got the crowd roaring. 7,000 for Trump, 50 to 100 for the others. Nobody comes out for Maxine Waters. No one comes out for Jeb Bush. No one comes out for any of these losers. That's why Trump will win in a landslide in 2020. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now, coming up next. Newsmax TV, getting in my suit, ready to dance.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.